Getting ready to start semifinals and second round consolation. Semifinals on mats 1 and 3, consolations on mats 2 and 4. First semifinal up is Cam Baker of Burrell and Javion Chambers of Highlands at 107 pounds. Also underway in the consolations, Wagner of North Catholic at 107 has taken down Brua of Ligonier Valley, or Laurel, excuse me, 2-0 for Wagner and 2-0 for Baker of Burrell.
Semifinal at 107, Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley, Tucker Main of McGuffey underway in scoreless consolation at 107. Darius Simmons of Burgistown with an opening takedown on Angelo Bonai of Central Valley. He's up 2-0.
Cam Baker of Burrell, WPIAL and regional runner-up last year, fourth in the state, has a 2-0 lead on Chambers of Highlands. Still a 2-0 lead for Wagner of North Catholic in the consolations against Brua of Laurel.
Anderchak over top the body of Main, but Main holding on to an ankle, and that'll draw a stalemate, scoreless halfway through the first.
Baker of Burrell, solid tight waist, also grabbing a wrist. Chambers of Highlands still on his knees, and Baker trying to break him down. 2-1 at the end of one in the consolations for Wagner of North Catholic, leading Brua of Laurel.
End of one, Darius Simmons of Burgistown leading 2-0. He'll go on the bottom for the second period. Main in on a shot. Anderchak drapes over top. Similar situation to the last stalemate, but now this time Anderchak tries to tilt Main. Main trying to roll all the way through, but Anderchak will at least pick up a takedown to get control and go up 2-0.
Escape for Wagner of North Catholic in the consolations. 3-1 lead on Brua of Laurel. Minute 37 to go in the second, and there's the end of the first for Cam Baker of Burrell. 2-0 lead over Javion Chambers of Highlands.
Bonai looking for a chin back tilt, and instead Simmons able to sit through and get the reversal, go up 4-0.
Wagner of North Catholic with a takedown leads his consolation about 5-1. Baker of Burrell, Chambers of Highlands start their second period on their feet. I believe that was Chambers' choice after Baker deferred. Baker working the head on Chambers. They tie up on their knees. There's a stalemate with a minute and a half to go in the second period.
End of one, Anderchak of Quaker Valley leads 2-0. He's on the bottom for the second. Up to his feet, and Main unable to bring him down to the mat, so Anderchak takes a 3-0 lead.
Takedown for Cam Baker of Burrell. He now leads 4-0 over Chambers of Highlands. And Baker stacking Chambers up with 55 seconds to go in the second period. Three coming for Baker. Well, if he had an arm barred there, but now he loses that. But Baker will spin behind, get his three. And he leads 7-0.
Still a 3-0 lead for Anderchak of Quaker Valley, trying to come up through the back door on Main after a shot. Main trying to hold on to the ankles. And they'll get a stalemate with a minute to go in the second. 4-0 lead for Simmons of Burgistown after two. He'll go on the bottom for the third period.
Brua of Laurel got a reversal late in the second, and now another one here in the third. So he and Wagner of North Catholic are 5-5. Now Wagner escapes to take a 6-5 lead early in the third. End of two, Baker of Burrell up 7-0 against Chambers of Highlands. Looks like Baker will be on the bottom here to start the third.
35 seconds to go, second period. Tucker Maine of McGuffey trails 3-0. Anderchak of Quaker Valley in on a shot, trying to come out the back door. Escape for Simmons of Burgerstown. He's up 5-0. In on a shot is Simmons, trying to finish. And Bonnie just trying to hang on tight. Still a little over a minute to go in the third period there.
Baker of Burl. He has his body on top, but Chambers of Highlands hanging onto a leg. He's still in control. Still 7-0 for Baker. Minute 20 to go in their third. And consolation bout. Wagger of North Catholic, 6-5 lead on Brewer of Laurel. They're out of bounds and on their feet. 49 seconds remaining.
Half for two. 3-0 lead for Anderchak. And Maine's going to go neutral for the third.
Baker now. Baker gets the reversal. That'll put him up 9-0 with a minute to go. And a consolation bout. We get a takedown for Victor Wagner of North Catholic. That'll put him up 8-5, down to just 12 seconds remaining.
Darius Simmons of Burgerstown is going to win 7-0. Simmons, a 7-0 winner.
And Victor Wagner will win 8-5 in the consolations at 107. He's from North Catholic. So that will send Brewer of Laurel and Angelo Bonnie of Central Valley to the seventh place bout.
Anderchak in on an outside single attempt. He's up 3-0 on Maine. Cam Baker into the finals with a 9-0 win.
That's over Javion Chambers of Highlands.
40 seconds to go for Tucker Maine of McGuffey, trailing 3-0 as we get a stalemate. Carter Thomas of Burrow and the consolations at 114. Quick takedown on Logan Ketzel of Laurel, 2-0 lead.
Alex Medlin of Beth Center, consolation bout at 114 underway on mat one against Noah Collins of West Green. Collins in on the legs. He'll get the opening takedown. Semi on one mat one. 114 pounds, Anthony Musi of Derry. Austin Kosanovic of Avonworth. 13 seconds in, no score.
Final 15 seconds. Anderchak of Quaker Valley leading there 3-0. End of one, a 2-0 lead for Thomas of Burl. He'll be on the bottom for the second period. Maine coming after Anderchak. Stalling call won't make a difference. A 3-0 win for Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley.
Collins of West Green in the second period of his consolation bout on the bottom against Medlin of Beth Center. Collins with a 2-0 lead. Just had a takedown. Second takedown for Austin Kosanovic of Avonworth. He's got a 4-1 lead on Musi of Derry. 56 seconds to go in their first. And I think we're going to get blood time here for Musi.
Going to get underway between Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston, Drake McClure of Bentworth. Williams in on a shot. McClure dumps Williams down to a hip. McClure trying to hang on around the waist. Williams laces a leg. McClure trying to elevate Williams over top. And there's the takedown awarded to Williams. So 30 seconds in, Williams up 2-0.
Still 2-0 for Collins of West Green, leading Medlin of Beth Center. Collins on the bottom, 50 seconds to go, second period. Kosanovic after a blood timeout. UC actually took the blood timeout, but Kozanovic on top 4-1 as they get ready to resume action.
Thomas Burrell has a 6-0 lead, 20 seconds to go, second period.
Escape from UC of Derry. He trails 4-2 now. He and Kozanovic of Avonworth on their feet. Kozanovic in on a double.
McClure hopping over top the body of Williams. Williams still hanging on to a leg. McClure trying to three-quarter Nelson off the leg. Should have one. There is the escape.
Medlin escaped and Collins escaped and then spun behind for a takedown. He leads Medlin of Beth Center 5-0. Second period has just come to an end. And a takedown from UC of Derry, semifinal at 114. He and Kozanovic of Avonworth, 4-4 after one.
2-1 lead for Williams, the Chartiers, Houston on McClure of Bentworth.
Results at 107, semifinals. Baker of Burrell, 9-0 over Chambers of Highlands. Anderchak of Burrell, 3-0 over Maine of McGuffey. Consolation results. Wagner of North Catholic, 8-5 over Brewa of Laurel, and Simmons of Burgettstown, 7-0 over Bonai of Central Valley. So Bonai and Brewa wrestle for 7th.
Williams of Chartiers Houston will go on the bottom for the second. He leads McClure 2-1.
Collins of West Green picked up a couple of back points, leads Medlin of Beth Center now 7-0, minute 15 to go in the third.
Reversal for Williams. He's going to go up 4-1, just 10 seconds into the second period.
Escape from UC of Derry in the second. He leads Kozanovic of Avonworth now 5-4. That's a semi at 114.
25 seconds to go, third period. Thomas of Burrell riding and leading 10-0 into consolation at 114.
Collins of West Green was up a little high. Medlin tried to pull him over top, but they are out of bounds with 43 seconds to go in the third. Collins of West Green still up 7-0.
Williams with a wing in. Wanted to run a wing half. Going to get a final in the consolations. Thomas of Burrell 10-0. Thomas 10-0 over Ketzel.
Takedown for Anthony Musi of Derry, so he now leads 7-4 over Kozanovic of Avonworth. Kozanovic got the first couple of takedowns, was up 4-1. Time winding down, Collins of West Green, Medlin of Beth Center. And 7-0 there for Noah Collins.
Williams with that is reversal just 10 seconds into the period and has been able to ride McClure since. McClure tries to hit a switch, but not going to be able to get any points. And it's going to be 4-1 Williams after two.
Noah Collins of West Green defeats Alex Medlin of Beth Center in the consolation 7-0. So Medlin will wrestle for 7th against Ketzel of Laurel. End of two, semi at 114 on mat one. UC of Derry leads Kozanovic of Avonworth 7-4. Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry, Danny Smith of Burgettstown, consolation at 121. About ready to get started on mat two.
McClure of Bentworth begins the third period on the bottom, trailing 4-1 to Williams. End of one period, consolations at 121. Giovanni Beatrice of Derry leads Anthony Esposito of Montour 4-2.
UC of Derry on top to start the third with a 7-4 lead on Kozanovic of Avonworth. Smith and Robertson out of bounds in their consolation bout on mat two, just 18 seconds in, no score.
Legs in right now for Williams. 120 to go, third period, continuing to ride and lead 4-1. Beatrice takes a 6-2 lead now on Esposito. Trying to lock in a cradle. Goes over top of his own back and now takes Esposito over.
John Robertson rolls Danny Smith of Burgettstown to the mat. Robertson with a takedown late in the first, leads 2-0.
Couple of back points for Beatrice. He's up now 8-2. 45 seconds to go, third period. Williams of Chartiers Houston riding and leading 4-1.
Back points coming to Anthony Musi with a bar and a tilt. Took Kosanovich over for a count of either 2 or 3, and there are the near fall points for Musi. So he trailed early, but Musi leads 9-4 with 20 seconds to go. Just 10 seconds remaining. Musi of Derry, the top seed, will go to the finals. And he's going to win 9-4 over Austin Kosanovic of Avonworth.
And it's going to be a 4-1 win for Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston over McClure of Bentworth.
And we'll have more AAWPIAL wrestling action when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saris Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sariscandies.com.
Had a fall while we were away in the consolations at 121. Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry pinned Danny Smith of Burgettstown at 201. That's Robertson of Fort Cherry at 201. Just catching you up on action here. Semi at 121 on mat one. Antonio Bonai of Central Valley, 5-0 lead on Luca Rosa of Burl. 50 seconds to go in the first period. Mat 2, consolation at 127. Julian Bertucci of Burl, 2-0 lead on Brett Klim of Derry. 31 seconds to go in their first.
Semifinal at 121. Mason Wright of S Center, Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. And we are going to get an opening takedown for Wright of Best Center. 40 seconds to go. First period, he leads 2-0. 8-2 lead for Beatrice of Derry on Esposito of Montour. They have 45 seconds to go in the third.
Antonio Bonai just picked up 3 near fall points on Rosa of Burl, so Bonai leads 8-0, 11 seconds to go in the first period.
Couple of back points waiting for Mason Wright, a Best Center. Wolf just trying to fight this off, final seconds coming off in the first period. And a couple of back points will make it 4-0 right at the end of one.
Quickly, results at 114 in the semis. Musi of Derry 9-4 over Kosanovic of Avonworth. The other semi, Williams of Chartiers Houston 4-1 over McClure of Bentworth. Consolation results, Collins of West Green 7-0 over Medlin of Beth Center. Thomas of Burl 10-0 over Ketzel of Laurel. Ketzel and Medlin will wrestle for 7th.
And it's going to be an 8-2 final. Consolation of 121 for Beatrice of Derry. 8-2 the score.
Now 10-0 for Bonai. That's Antonio Bonai of Central Valley. He's got a half. He takes Rosa of Burl over to his back. Plenty of time remaining in the second period, over a minute. Right shoulder of Rosa still up. Bertucci of Burrow in the consolations at 127 has escaped. He leads Klim of Derry 3-0. They're in the second with a minute 20 to go. Bonai trying to drive that right shoulder down. He's very close to getting the fall on mat one. And there it is. 2 minutes, 14 seconds for Antonio Bonai of Central Valley, returning champion from a year ago, going back to the finals.
Yeah, undefeated on the season as well. Mason Wright, 4-0 lead on Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. About a minute and a half to go in the second period. Wolf on the bottom. Dylan Slovic of Burgistown underway against Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks. They're going to be scoreless at the end of one. That's a consolation at 127.
Chris Fargo of Bentworth, Don Lindsay of Central Valley just underway. Semi at 127 on mat one. Lindsay in on Vargo's right leg. Vargo with a whizzer, but a potentially dangerous call stops action there just 10 seconds in.
Escape for Wolf of McGuffey. Wright's lead now 4-1.
Lindsay and Vargo scrambling, but neither able to finish on mat one. 35 seconds in. End of two for Bertucci of Burrow. Consolation at 127 leads Klim of Derry 3-0. Vargo with an underhook on mat one. Lindsay with a hand on the left hip of Vargo.
Slovic of Burgistown on the bottom in the second period, a scoreless match against Wagner of Keystone Oaks. Wolf of McGuffey trying to come out through the back door. Final seconds in the second period. He'll get a stalemate call. He trails right of S-Center 4-1.
Chris Vargo able to get the takedown as he went in on a leg of Lindsay. So 2-0 for Vargo, 42 seconds left in the first. Now Vargo with a bar. Tried to walk around and chin the shoulder back, but they're out of bounds. 32 seconds left, first period.
Escape for Slovic of Burgistown. Halfway through the second, he leads 1-0. After two, Wright of Best Center leads Wolf of McGuffey 4-1. Wright on the bottom for the third period.
Lindsay of Central Valley tried to get up to his feet. Vargo takes him back down to the mat. 20 seconds left, first period. Now Lindsay turns in. Vargo trying to spin back around behind. Actually locks into a cradle out to the side. He's going to try to take Lindsay over, and he does with 9 seconds to go in the period. Lindsay on his back in trouble and pinned. Chris Vargo of Bentworth with the fall in 1 minute and 53 seconds in the semis at 127. Vargo, two-time champion.
Four-one lead for Wright of Best Center. Wolf legs in, trying to get a tilt on Wright in this third period.
Carter Putt of Indiana, Jack Cazales of Quaker Valley, semi at 133 underway, and nearing a final in the consolations at 127. 3-0 lead for Bertucci of Burrow. Time about to run out there. So it'll be a 3-0 win for Bertucci in the consolations over Klim of Derry.
Slovic, the other consolation match, starts his third period on top. He leads 1-0 on Wagner. Wolf of McGuffey trying to go out in front of Wright. Wright grabs a hold of a leg. 30 seconds left, third period. Wright's lead 4-1. They've got a penalty point for Wright, and now an escape given by Wolf. So it's 6-1, Wright out in front.
Dustin Kerr of Hampton, takedown on Jake Stewart of Burrow. Consolation at 133 early on there. Kerr with a 2-0 lead.
Wolf trying to,
trying
to go behind, gets the takedown on Wright, wanted to cradle him up. So 6-3 with the final seconds coming off. Mason Wright, a best center, will defeat Emma Wolf of McGuffey 6-3.
Gonzalez of Quaker Valley with a cradle. And quick fall on Matt Four.
Yeah, Dylan Slovic, Burgistown with a 1-0 lead, gets the fall. Time of that fall, 4 minutes and 19 seconds.
Gonzalez had a cradle in on putt of Indiana put into his back. Gonzalez up 11-3 late in the first period. Gonzalez trying to get back to a cradle again. Consolation at 133, 2-0 for Kerr of Hampton over Stewart of Burrow going to the second period. Stewart on the bottom.
Lucas Barr of McGuffey underway against Nico Fanella of Indiana. Fanella in on a double leg shot. He'll pop the head and get the takedown, go up 2-0 on Barr. Consolation, Seth Burns of West Green, Anthony Orlandini of Montour underway. It's at 133.
So complete at 121. Semifinals, Bonai of Central Valley fall at 214 over Rosa of Burrell. Wright of Beth Center, 6-3 over Wolf of McGuffey. Consolations, Robertson of Fort Cherry fall at 201 over Smith of Burgettstown. Beatrice of Derry, 8-2 over Esposito of Montour. Esposito and Smith will wrestle for 7th.
Escape for Barr of McGuffey. He trails Fanella 2-1. Fanella in on an inside single. Now switches over to a double. Barr trying to just lift him over and end up going out of bounds.
Gonzalez with a takedown. Now leads putt of Indiana 15-4. A little over a minute to go, second period. Gonzalez walks out front. So far not able to turn putt over. Still 2-0. Consolation, Kerr of Hampton leading Stewart of Burrell 2-0. 40 seconds to go, second period there.
You know, Mark, just an observation I've noticed. They are very quick to call out of bounds. And these mats, you know, they're not the biggest mats either. But, like, just in that instance, Fanella had both his feet in, and they called he and Barr out of bounds. I feel like you got to let that wrestle through until you have at least one body part out of bounds.
Gonzalez with more near fall points leads 18-5 with 30 seconds to go. They're neutral, so Gonzalez with a takedown could get a tech fall, and he's got a leg going right around the head.
Fanella picked up a takedown. He's up 4-1 on Barr at the end of one.
Gonzalez and putt out of bounds. 13 seconds to go in the second. Still 18-5 for Gonzalez.
No score at the end of one between Orlandini and Burns. Barr of McGuffey starts his second period on the bottom, trailing 4-1.
And we had, I believe, the technical fall, 20-5 at 3:52 for Gonzalez. That's over putt of Indiana. Gonzalez, a two-time runner-up. Going to the third period on mat 3, consolation at 133. Kerr of Hampton leading Stewart of Burrell 2-0. Kerr on the bottom. Semi at 139 underway on mat 1. Aiden Burford of Highlands, Cooper Hornack of Burrell.
Fanella with a tilt, 2-on-1 tilt on Barr. McGuffey. Going to let go of the hold. 3 near falls. Fanella is up 7-1.
We're
55 seconds to go. Second period. Orlandini and Burns still scoreless with Burns on the bottom.
Burford and Hornack still scoreless. Minute 10 to go in their first period. Those two out of bounds, 57 seconds remaining in the first. Kerr of Hampton still on the bottom, still leading 2-0 over Stewart of Burrow, 45 seconds to go in the third. That's a consolation at 133.
A late escape and takedown for Barr. McGuffey, Fanella's lead 7-4. Fanella will be on the bottom for the third period. And a 2, still scoreless between Orlandini and Burns. Orlandini with choice for the third.
Burford and Hornack, 30 seconds left in their first period. Still no score. Hornack gets to the right leg. Burford trying to reach underneath. He's got an ankle. He's also wrapped around the waist, but Hornack pops his head free, laces with the right leg. 8 seconds to go in the period, and there's the takedown for Cooper Hornack to go up 2-0. First period will end there.
Fanella still on the bottom, but in a each guy grabbing the ankles position, he just called a stalemate, so Fanella will go back underneath, leading 7-4, and now Barr is going to put Fanella to his feet, so it'll be 8-4 Fanella.
Result in the consolations at 133, Dustin Kerr of Hampton, a 2-0 winner over Jake Stewart of Burrow. That's Kerr of Hampton, 2-0.
Still scoreless between Orlandini and Burns. 1:20 to go in the third period. Orlandini on the bottom.
Cooper Hornack of Burrell on the bottom early in the second period. 2-0 lead in his semi against Aiden Burford of Highlands. Consolation, Joseph Longhigh of Mount Pleasant. Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward just underway at 139 pounds.
Again,
Fanella in on a shot on Barr. We'll get a stalemate with 30 seconds left. 8-4 lead for Fanella. Looks like we're going to get blood time. I believe on Fanella. Going to get an escape for Orlandini. A Montour with 35 seconds to go in the third. He leads Burns 1-0.
Hornack of Burrow still leading 2-0 on the bottom against Burford of Highlands. 40 seconds to go in their second period. Consolation bout between Longhigh of Mount Pleasant, Boyer of Elizabeth Forward, still scoreless late first period. But in on a leg is Boyer, and he'll get the opening takedown. And then the first period about to end. Longhigh nearly free. But time runs out. 2-0 for Boyer after one.
Spin behind for Orlandini, and he is going to defeat Burns 3-0. Orlandini 3-0.
That'll send Burns against Stewart of Burrow for the seventh place match.
Takedown for Barr of McGuffey. Only 5 seconds remaining, though, in the match. Nico Fanella of Indiana is going to defeat Barr 8-6. Fanella 8-6.
At the end of that match, we want to welcome Nico Fanella.
And 100th win for Nico Fanella of Indiana. We'll have more AAWP on AL Wrestling. Well, we've got Parker Senepal out there coming up on mat 3. We'll sneak in a quick break and be back here on the WJPA Sports Network.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Looks like Parker Centipaul's got an early takedown. We'll concentrate on his action. Just update some other action for you. Cooper Hornack of Burl in the third period. 3-0 lead on Anthony Burford of Highlands. They are neutral. Minute 20 to go. Boyer of Elizabeth forward leads Long High of Mount Pleasant. Consolation at 139. 5-0 Boyer. 28 seconds to go in the second.
Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley. 2-0 lead on Ryder Go of Southside. They're just seconds into the second period, and Dana needing injury time. That's a consolation at 139. But Parker Centipaul, takedown in the first. Clark of Frazier, an escape. So Parker Centipaul leads Tyler Clark 2-1. 45 seconds to go. First period, wrestling neutral.
Burford of Highlands with a takedown. So he's pulled to within one of Cooper Hornack. 45 seconds to go in the third. Hornack up 3-1. Long High of Mount Pleasant with a reversal, and then he'll give an escape. So Boyer of Elizabeth forward. They're actually starting the third period now with Boyer up 5-2, and they're on their feet.
Still 2-1 lead for Centipaul, leading Clark. 20 seconds to go, first period. Shot in by Clark, and really he missed on the leg. Thought Centipaul may spin behind, but not able to. Centipaul, a couple of shots in, and looks like it'll be 2-1 Centipaul after one.
Nearing a final on mat one. Want to try to get you the results at 127. Let's do that. Semis, Vargo of Bentworth pins Lindsay of Central Valley at 153. Fanella of Indiana, 8-0 over Barr of McGuffey, the other semi. Consolation, Slovak of Burgettstown fall at 419 over Wagner of Keystone Oaks. And Bertucci of Burl 3-0 over Clem of Derry. Clem and Wagner will wrestle for seventh. And an escape for, actually it's a neutral situation there as Burford gave an escape and time's going to run out. Hornack of Burl in the semis at 139 wins 4-2 over Burford. That's Hornack 4-2.
Had an escape for Centipaul to begin the second period. He now leads 3-1. Clark with a shot in, but unable to finish.
And please help us out with two coaches per quarter, please.
7-2 now after Boyer of Elizabeth forward got a takedown in the consolations. He leads Long High of Mount Pleasant. 40 seconds to go, third period. Gavin Suica of Burgettstown. Giovanni Waitman of Bell Vernon just underway on mat one, semi at 139.
Still a minute to go in the second. Wrestling neutral. Centipaul leading 3-1. Still checking out Matthew Dana. I don't know if it was a concussion protocol thing there, but looks like he's going to be able to go. He leads 2-0 at the end of one. Clark of Frazier in on a shot, trying to come out the back door of Centipaul, but we're going to get a stalemate. 37 seconds left in the second.
Seeing a lot of rematches from our Southern Sectional last week, and got to get the brackets out and check what happened last week.
It's like a 7-2 win for Boyer of Elizabeth forward.
That's consolation at 139. Boyer 7-2.
Final seconds coming off in the second. Centipaul of Burgettstown will have a 3-1 lead at the end of two.
Suica of Burgettstown taking down Waitman of Bell Vernon. 35 seconds to go. Suica's also got three near fall points coming here. Waitman gets to his feet. There are the three for Suica, so he's up 5-0. Those two right on the edge of the mat.
Escape for Clark to begin the third. St. Paul's lead now 3-2. Wrestling back neutral.
Suica beat Waitman 18-5 in the semis last week. And they're nearing the end of the first. Suica up 5-0. Callio Zanella of Burl, Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon, consolation at 145. And Doppelhauer goes in and gets the opening takedown. Waitman defers. Suica wants to start the second on the bottom.
Minute and a half to go, third period. St. Paul holding a 3-2 lead. He and Clark tie up and then break free the tie. Shot in by Clark. Not able to fully get inside on St. Paul. St. Paul just stands him back up. Now he takes a shot, but unable to get in deep. Down to a minute to go, third period.
Suica and Waitman out of bounds. Still 5-0 for Suica early in the second. Couple of near fall points for Doppelhauer. Now he's got a half in on Zanella and turns him over. A lot of time remaining in the second period. Three coming to Doppelhauer in that consolation bout. Zanella trying to roll through.
Russian tie here for St. Paul. 25 seconds to go, third period. Consolation, Matthew Dano, Quaker Valley leading Ryder, go Southside 4-2. They're in the second. Final seconds clicking off. St. Paul of Burgistown holding a 3-2 lead. Stalling call on St. Paul, his first. Holding on to that Russian tie, not doing much with it. But that'll be a victory for Parker St. Paul, 3-2. He'll go to the finals.
Champion in 2022, Parker St. Paul. His teammate, Gavin Suica, escaped and then took down Giovanni Waitman. So 8-0 now for Suica. He's got a short bar on Waitman trying to take him over to his back. Doppelhauer in the consolation bout on Matt 2 got near fall points. Now he's got Zanella on his back again. And the fall came there for Doppelhauer at 2 minutes and 20 seconds. That's at 145. Fall for Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon over Callio Zanella of Burl. And Gavin Suica with a leg and a half turns Cole Waitman of Bell Vernon over. Time about to run out in the second period. Now Suica steps to the side and he gets the fall. With 1 second remaining, so 3:59, time of the fall for Gavin Suica of Burgistown, headed to the finals at 1:39.
Jameson Pokliembo, Mount Pleasant, Rook Smith, Amontour underway. That's at 1:45 semifinal. Consolation at 1:39. Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley up 4-1 on Ryder Grove Southside at the end of two.
Owen Ifsik of Bentworth, Mason Horwat of Derry at 1:45 semifinal. They shake hands. They're underway. Consolation at 1:52 on mat two. Kyron Beasley of Highlands, Alan Danner of Hampton scoreless late in the first. When Horwat took Ifsik down almost immediately. Battle of 2 and 3 seeds. Ifsik tried to sit and turn. Horwat turned him back underneath. Horwat now bars the right arm, has the left wrist to go along with it. Ifsik able to get to his knees, now to his feet and out of bounds.
Horwat, a very impressive freshman for Derry, has a win over returning state champ Cooper Hornack of Burl. Among his early accolades. Pokliembo and Smith go out of bounds, still scoreless. 9 seconds left in the opening period.
Results at 133 semifinals. Cazales of Quaker Valley. Techfall 20-5 at 352 over Putt of Indiana. Santa Paula of Burgettstown 3-2 over Clark of Frazier. Consolation results, Orlandini of Montour 3-0 over Burns of West Green, and Kerr of Hampton 2-0 over Stewart of Burrell. Stewart and Burns of West Green will wrestle for seventh place.
Start of the second period, Pocliembo of Mount Pleasant on the bottom in a scoreless match. 20 seconds to go into consolations at 139. Dana of Quaker Valley leading 6-1.
Owen Ipsick of Burrell trying to fight off a pinning combination here from Horwat of Derry with an arm bar. Now doubling up on the arm bars is Horwat. Ipsick's going to roll through, but he is going to give up a couple of near fall points here. 4-0 for Horwat of Derry, and they're out of bounds. 14 seconds left in the first. Had a stalling point to Danner of Hampton. Sorry, Greg. So he leads Veasley of Highlands 1-0 second period.
Escape and a stall point to ride or go, but it won't make a difference as Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley, a 6-3 winner. Dana, 6-3.
That completes our action at 139. We'll give you those results here in just a moment. Going to the second period, Ipsick of Bentworth down 4-0. He'll be on top against Horwat of Derry. Veasey of Highlands, Danner of Hampton. Hampton's Alan Danner leads 1-0 there. He is on the bottom in the second period with just under a minute to go.
Jack Dimer of Quaker Valley, Gabe Lilly of Elwood City underway of 145 consolation. Jamison Pocliembo has been rode to second period by Rook Smith of Montour. Now Pocliembo needs injury time. 43 seconds left in the second in a scoreless match.
Results at 139, Hornack of Burrell 4-2 over Burford of Highlands. In the semis, and Suica of Burgettstown fall at 359 over Waitman of Bell Vernon. Consolation results, Boyer of Elizabeth Forward 7-2 over Longhigh of Mount Pleasant, and Dana of Derry 6-3 over Go of Southside. Go and Longhigh of Mount Pleasant will wrestle for seventh place.
Scoreless at the end of one, Lily of Elwood City and Dimer of Quaker Valley. Pocliembo about to get back underway with Smith.
Ipsick still riding here in the second period. I don't assume he gave up a penalty point because he trails now 5-0 to Horwat as those two go out of bounds. A minute four to go in the second. And end of two in the consolation at 152 on mat two. Danner of Hampton still leading Veasley of Highlands 1-0. Veasley will be on the bottom to start the third. Now it looks like Ipsick will give an escape to Horwat, so they're on their feet. Horwat goes right into the left leg. Whizzer for Ipsick.
Pocliembo tries to come to his feet. Locked hands is going to come to Smith as he brought him down to the mat. Kind of looks like we're going to get a fall in the consolations. Looks like that's for Lily of Elwood City. Time of that fall is 1 minute and 43 seconds.
Four seconds to go in the second for Horwat and Ipsick, still on their feet. Horwat leading 6-0.
So great job of riding here by Rook Smith of Montour, but locked hands penalty. See how big that comes up as he trails Pocliembo 1-0. Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley, Ben Catullo of Burrell underway, consolation at 152.
Owen Ipsick picks up a takedown right before the end of the second period. So he trails 6-2 going to the third. Ipsick wants neutral, and they're right into third period action. Isik a bit more aggressive now as the two go out of bounds. And a stalling call against Horwath, first one against him. Isik in on a single. Horwath with a wizard. Early in the third.
Going to get a penalty point on Pogliembo. And that's going to tie the match at one. Now Pogliembo is going to give an escape to Smith. Pogliembo is slow to get to his feet. He's already called an injury time. He trails Smith now 2-1.
Second stalling call on Horwath. Isik gets a penalty point, so it's 6-3 now. Isik coming on late. Reversal for Beasley of Highlands in his consolation bout leads 2-1, 20 seconds to go in the third.
Double stalling call on Pogliembo and Smith. Now Pogliembo drives in. He'll get a takedown, and he'll go up 3-2.
Horwath in on a single on Isik on the edge of the mat. Picks the left leg up, trying to kick the right leg out. Trying to pull Isik back in a little bit more toward the center, give himself a little bit more room to work. 50 seconds to go. Precious time ticking away from Owen Isik.
Escape for Smith. He and Pogliembo tied at 3.
2-1 win in the consolations at 152 for Beasley of Highlands over Danner of Hampton. That's Beasley 2-1.
Two nothing lead for Cthulhu of Earl on Ritchie of Quaker Valley. They're in the second period. Tied at 3 are Smith and Pogliembo. 25 seconds to go in the third.
20 seconds to go for Owen Isik. Trying to fight off a shot from Horwath. Couldn't spin behind. Still 6-3. Horwath shoots at the left leg. Isik sprawls back. 10 seconds left. Isik around the head. Trying to go to a cement mixer, but time is going to run out. That is going to be a 6-3 win for Mason Horwath of Derry in the semis at 145 over Bentworth's Owen Isik. That's Horwath 6-3.
We're going to be going to overtime at 145 in the semifinal between Pogliembo and Smith. And you can tell that Pogliembo is banged up and not 100% healthy. Trying to gut through this one, top seed at 145. Shot in, Smith fights that off. Front headlock applied here from Pogliembo. We get a stalemate. 2-1 lead for Cthulhu of Earl on Ritchie of Quaker Valley at the end of two periods. Smith shot right off the whistle. Outside single, drops Pogliembo to a hip. Pogliembo tries to roll him all the way through. Smith in a good position. Trying to lace the leg, and there's the takedown. Rook Smith knocks off number one seed, Jameson Pogliembo, 5-3 at 45 seconds of overtime.
And we'll have more AAWPIAL wrestling action when we come back on WJPA and Rudy Brown of Burgettstown coming up when we come right back.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Rudy Brown with a takedown to start things off in the semifinals at 152 on Alex Wiley of Riverview. And he leads 2-0. Wiley really the story of day one, knocking off the fifth seed Ryan Credo and the fourth seed Marcus Ritchie to get to this match against Rudy Brown.
And in Conroy of Albert Gallatin looking for a fall in the consolations. He's got a 2-1 lead with back points, but might get it all. He walks out front against McCray of Freedom. Has the left arm tied up. That right shoulder just barely up for McCray. Semifinal, Michaels of Elizabeth Forward leads Shawless of Mount Pleasant 3-2. They are in the first with Michaels riding.
Brown riding and leading 2-0. Still 50 seconds to go in the first period. Consolations at 152 pounds, and Ben Catullo of Burrell looking like he will defeat Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley. It's going to be a 6-3 win. Catullo, 6-3. Rudy Brown takes Alex Wiley to his back, looking for a fall. Still has 10 seconds to work in this first period to try to pick it up. Rudy Brown very close to getting it. Just can't get that one shoulder blade down. He'll run out of time. He'll be up 5-0 at the end of one.
Results at 145 pounds. Semifinal, Smith of Montour, 5-3 at 45 seconds of overtime over top seed Jameson Poclembo. Corwatt of Derry, the other semi, 6-3 over Bentworth's Owen Ivsic. Consolation result, Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon pins Zanella of Burrell, 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And Lily of Elwood City fall at 143 over Diemert of Quaker Valley. Diemert and Zanella will wrestle for 7th place. Quick check of Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Forward.
Rudy Brown with a takedown, sorry Mark, and he's going to take Wiley to his back. Up 7-0, and there is the fall for Rudy Brown of Burgistown at 2 minutes and 35 seconds.
Michaels of Elizabeth Forward, 50 seconds remaining in the second period, still with a 3-2 lead on Shawless of Mount Pleasant. Michaels riding there. Consolation on Matt 2, 160 pounds. Conroy of Albert Gallatin was looking for a fall earlier in the second period, didn't get it. He is on the bottom with a 5-1 lead on Gavin McCray of Freedom with a minute 37 to go.
Dominic Finella of Indiana, Jake Mundorf of Ligonier Valley. Scoreless as they start the second period. That's a consolation of 172. Will Turner of Indiana. Isaiah Pisano of Hopewell about to get underway at 160 in the semis.
End of two for Michaels of Elizabeth Forward. 3-2 lead over Shawless of Mount Pleasant. Michaels wants bottom position for the third. Reversal for Conroy of Albert Gallatin now leads McCray of Freedom 7-1 in their consolation bout. Tilt coming for Conroy. Not sure if he got more than a one count there. A couple of separate one counts. Now a reversal for McCray. Has Conroy on his back. 7-3 with a reversal. Conroy in trouble at pin. McCray was down 7-1. He comes back and gets the fall at 4:23.
That was Conroy with the win?
McCray.
McCray with the win. I had a result as well, 172. Finella of Indiana in the consolations. A winner by fall at 147 over Mundorf of Ligonier Valley. It's Finella by fall, 147.
Michaels of Elizabeth forward started the third on the bottom with a 3-2 lead. He now leads 5-4 and neutral with Shawless of Mount Pleasant. Just under a minute to go in the third period there. Stephen Perdino of Mount Pleasant, Landon Delera of Southmoreland underway in the consolations at 160 on mat 2.
Braden Taggart of Bentworth, Noah Lehue of Best Center, consolations at 172 underway. Scoreless between Turner of Indiana, Pisano of Hopewell, 30 seconds to go in the first period.
Michaels trying to fight off a shot from Shawless of Mount Pleasant, under 30 seconds to go. Shawless could take the lead, but Michaels locked through the legs, and we get a stalemate with 23 seconds left.
Scoreless at the end of one are Taggart and Lehue. And Taggart will go on the bottom for the second. Pisano, takedown, takes Turner to his back. 10 seconds left, and there's the fall. Pisano of Hopewell into the finals with a fall at 152.
9 seconds to go. Michaels of EF trying to fight off another shot here from Shawless. 5-4 the score, 2 seconds to go. They roll, and Michaels will hang on and win his semi at 152-5-4. Over Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant. A couple of Washington County guys out there in the consolations at 172.
1 minute, 30 seconds to go. Second period. Taggart still on the bottom in a scoreless match with Lehue. Charles Perkins of Valley. Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon underway. Semifinal at 172. Going to get a reversal for Taggart. He's going to take Lehue to his back. Not going to get the near fall, or get the fall, excuse me, but he'll have near falls coming once he lets go of the hold.
Chase Fermelli of Jefferson Morgan, Ryan Solashi of Frazier, 160-pound semi underway on mat one. Perdina of Mount Pleasant, Delera of Southmoreland, consolation at 160 on mat 2, still scoreless. Perdina riding in the second period with just under a minute to go.
So it was an escape and a takedown for Taggart. So then the three near falls. It makes it 6-0. He's up in front on Lehue. Takedown for Brown of Bell Vernon. He leads Perkins 2-0.
Results at 152. Brown of Burgettstown in the semis pins Wiley of Riverview in 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Michaels of Elizabeth forward 5-4 over Shawless of Mount Pleasant in the other semi. Consolation results, Beasley of Highlands 2-1 over Danner of Hampton, and Cthulhu of Burrell a 6-3 winner over Richie of Quaker Valley. Richie and Danner will wrestle for 7th place. Solashi and Fromelli still scoreless. Fromelli in on the right leg, but out of bounds before he can finish. Perdina and Delera in their consolation bout still scoreless as they near the end of the second. Perdina trying to ride for the entire period here, and it looks as though he will.
Still a 6-0 lead for Taggart of Bentworth. Lehue on the bottom. He'll get an escape, so it's now 6-1. End of the first period for Brown of Bell Vernon. He leads 2-0 on Perkins of Valley.
Third period in that consolation bout, Perdina of Mount Pleasant starts on the bottom. Solashi and Fromelli out of bounds. 13 seconds left in their first period. Solashi won 1-0 in the section final a week ago. And Perdina of Mount Pleasant with an escape takes a 1-0 lead early in the third in his consolation bout. Fermelli and Solashi scoreless after one. Fermelli wants bottom position to start the second.
Takedown for Taggart of Bentworth. He leads 8-1 on Lehue of Best Center. They got a minute to go in the third period. Brown of Bell Vernon on the bottom in the second, leading 2-0. Leahy tries to come up to his feet. Taggart brings him back down to the mat. 45 seconds to go, third period. Still an 8-1 lead for Taggart of Bentworth.
Early second period. Salacia Frazier riding for Melly of Jefferson Morgan. Still scoreless. Vermelli to his feet. Salashi spins him to the mat and out of bounds. Perdina of Mount Pleasant still leading his consolation bout 1-0 over Delera of Southmoreland. They're on their feet. 45 seconds remaining in the third.
Stalling call on Brown of Belvernon on the bottom. Leading 2-0, but Perkins has gotten close a couple of times on turning Brown. Brown now trying to step over top. He's going to get a reversal. Taggart of Bentworth is going to defeat Leahy of Best Center. It's going to be an 8-1 win. Taggart 8-1. Four to nothing lead at the end of two for Brown. Perkins is going to go neutral to begin the third period.
Vermelli got to his feet. Salashi cut him loose with a minute 20 to go in the second. So Vermelli of Jefferson Morgan with a 1-0 lead. Takedown for Perdina of Mount Pleasant. Time running out. He's going to win that consolation bout 3-0 at 160 pounds. Perdina of Mount Pleasant 3-0 over Delera of Southmoreland.
Slayton Williams of Southside, Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon, underway consolations at 189. Takedown for Brown of Bell Vernon. He leads Perkins 6-0.
Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry, consolation at 189, about to get going with Colton Carlson of Laurel.
Reversal for Perkins. Brown's lead now 6-2, a minute to go, third period.
Salashi and Vermelli still on their feet. 20 seconds to go, second period. Vermelli with a 1-0 lead. They're out of bounds.
2-0 lead at the end of one for Hoffman of Bell Vernon on Williams of Southside. Consolation match. 6-2 lead for Brown. Bell Vernon, stalling call on Brown, his second. Perkins gets a penalty point. It's now 6-3.
Time runs out in the second for Melio Jefferson Morgan. 1-0 lead after two. I believe it's Salashi's choice here. A discussion between referee and assistant referee. It was a neutral situation at the end of the second period, so they'll go to the third. Salashi on the bottom, trailing 1-0. Salvini of Fort Cherry, Carlson of Laurel, scoreless after one. Salvini on the bottom to start the second period.
Final 15 seconds for Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon, leading Charles Perkins of Valley 6-3. Cradle attempt here by Perkins, but not going to be able to get it. And Brown of Bell Vernon into the finals with a 6-3 victory.
And an escape for Salashia Frazier. He and Vermelli 1-1 in neutral early in the third period. Also an escape for Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry. 1-0 lead. He's in on a single. He'll take down Carlson of Laurel. So Salvini up 3-0 in the second, minute 20 to go.
Getting underway, Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth, Jacob Leahy of Best Center. Semifinal at 189 pounds.
Duck under for Vermelli, and before he and Salashi go out of bounds, Vermelli gets the takedown, so he's up 3-1. Minute 15 to go in the third. Salvini still riding and leading 3-0 in his consolation bout. 47 seconds to go in the second. Fromelli and Solashi out of bounds. Stalling call against Fromelli. Penalty point to Solashi. So 3-2 for Fromelli with a minute 5 to go.
Daniels trying to lock in a cradle on Lehu. He will get the takedown. Now he gets Lehu over to his back. Daniels trying to look for the fall with the cradle locked in. He's got his back points. Now he's going to try to reload with it. Still not in the best position to get the fall yet. Loses the cradle. Three near falls. He's up 5-0 is Daniels.
Lashy got to his feet. Fromelli cut him loose, so they're 3-3. And I think Salvini just picked up a fall. And took the time off the clock before we could get it, but we'll get that for you in just a minute. Win number 100 for Salvini.
Seven to nothing lead for Daniels of Bentworth on Lehu, a best center after one. 2-1 lead for Hoffman of Bell Vernon on Leighton Williams of Southside. Start of the third period, they are neutral.
Three, 20 seconds to go for Fromelli of Jefferson Morgan, Solashi of Frazier. Fromelli in on a leg, Solashi trying to work his body up on top. 9 seconds to go, Fromelli hanging on to the ankle, 5 seconds left. Solashi trying to get the takedown, but time's going to run out. They'll go to overtime, tied at 3.
Your time you were looking for was 2:47 for Salvini.
Thank you.
And you're going to get a fall for Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth to go to the finals. Time of that fall over Lehu is 2 minutes and 28 seconds. 2:28 the time.
Overtime underway. Solashi in on a single. Whizzer for Fromelli. Was not in deep with that Whizzer, but still fighting it off. Solashi picks up the left leg. Trips Fromelli. They roll through. Fromelli trying to come and spin behind, but they'll be out of bounds. 31 seconds to go in the sudden victory. Consolation at 2:15. McEnany of Jeff Morgan leads Dush of Montour 2-0. That's at the end of one.
Jackson Angelo of Frazier. Brady Brown of Derry getting underway. Semifinal at 189.
Fromelli in on a single now against Solashi in the overtime. Solashi locks through the legs. 15 seconds to go. Fromelli unable to pull that leg in. 4 seconds left. And they'll go to the 2:30-second rideout periods.
Two-one lead for Hoffman of Bell Vernon on Williams of Southside. 20 seconds to go in the third. A minute into the first, still scoreless, are Brown and Angelo. Brown picking up the leg, trying to finish near the out-of-bounds line. Now dives in, but out-of-bounds before he can finish. And a 2-1 win in the consolations at 189 for Hoffman of Bell Vernon. Hoffman, a 2-1 winner.
In the overtime, Solashi on the bottom for the first 30-second tiebreaker, and Fromelli called for stalling, and that's the second one-point penalty on Fromelli. 6 seconds to go in that first tiebreaker, and Solashi going to have a 4-3 lead. McEnany of Jeff Morgan in his consolation bout still leading Dush of Montour 3-0, 47 seconds to go, second period.
Takedown for Jackson Angelo Frazier. He leads Brady Brown 2-0.
Time runs out in the first tiebreaker, but Fermelli did give up the stalling point, so he trails 4-3. He'll be on the bottom for the second tiebreaker period.
Brown will go on the bottom for the second period. Consolation at 2:15. Caden Shannon of Southmoreland. Malachi Peak of Best Center. Scoreless as the first period about to come to a close.
Fermelli of Jeff Morgan trying to get up to his feet in the second tiebreaker. Solashi breaks him down. 15 seconds to go. Fermelli to his knees with 10 seconds left. Solashi breaks him down again. 5 seconds remaining. And Solashi trying to lace a leg. 1 second to go. And Ryan Solashi will win it 4-3 at 2 minutes of overtime in the semis at 160. So a break in the action and more AAWPIAL wrestling coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation. 724-239
Semifinal bout, 172 pounds on mat one. Isaac Lisinski has just been taken down by Fort Cherry's Braden Welsh, and Lisinski injured as he goes to the mat with 49 seconds to go in the first period, and Lisinski holding his head.
There's a double leg shot, and he just caught him right in the face on the shot. With his head.
Adam McEnany, consolation bout, has just taken down Alex Dush of Montour. 22 seconds to go. That's a 215 pounds McEnany with a 5-1 lead.
Escape for Jackson Angelo Frazier to begin the third. He leads Brady Brown 3-1. They're wrestling neutral.
Let's get you the results at 160. Semifinals. Pisano of Indiana fall at 152. Pisano of Hopewell pinning Turner of Indiana at 152. Solashi of Frazier 4-3 at 2 minutes of overtime over Fermelli of Jefferson Morgan. Consolation results, McCray of Freedom pin at 4-23 over Conroy of Albert Gallatin, and Perdina of Mount Pleasant 3-0 over Delera of Southmoreland. Delera and Conroy will wrestle for seventh place.
Result at 215 pounds in the consolations. Caden Shannon of Southmoreland is your winner by fall. At 2 minutes and 10 seconds over Peak of Best Center. That's Shannon by fall at 2:10.
Lisinski sitting up down on mat one with the injury clock still running.
And a takedown for Brady Brown of Derry. Ties the match at 3 with Angelo. 51 seconds to go, third period. Angelo trying to come up to his feet. And Brown brings him back down to the mat. Consolations at 285. Henry Barbish of Carlinton up 1-0 on Casey Wilson of Laurel.
Consolation at 285 on mat two. Sisler of Jefferson Morgan, Govern of Southmoreland, scoreless. 30 seconds to go in there first. Lisinski still getting attention on mat one. Going to get up to his feet now. You know, the way they're looking at his eyes, like you said, Greg, it's probably checking for a concussion, you would think.
Yeah, the way his forehead hit into the face of Lisinski.
And Lisinski looks like he'll continue here.
Escape for Angelo Brown, trying to get a takedown. He'll get it with 2 seconds left. And Brady Brown gets his first lead and a win. 5-4 over Angelo Frazier. Brown, 5-4.
Scoreless after one. Consolation of 285. Sisler of Jefferson Morgan, Govern of Southmoreland. Sisler on the bottom to start the second. Up to his feet and now out for one. And Lisinski in the first period now back underway with Welsh of Fort Cherry. Welsh leads 2-0 there. And they roll out of bounds. 42 seconds to go in the first. And Sisler with a minute 32 to go is able to put Govern down and to his back. So 1:28 time of the fall for Sisler of Jefferson Morgan at 2:85. And 1:28 time of the fall for Sisler.
James Standish of Albert Gallatin, Colin White of West Green underway. Semifinal at 2:15. Third period begins with Wilson of Laurel on the bottom, trailing 1-0 to Barbish of Carlinton.
There's the end of the first for Welsh of Fort Cherry and Lisinski of Burrell. Welsh with a 2-0 lead. Looks like Lisinski will start on the bottom in the second.
Still no score between Standish and White. But White in on a double leg. He'll get the takedown and go up 2-0. Barbish still riding and leading 1-0 on Wilson. 35 seconds to go in the third period.
Lisinski and Welsh out of bounds. Minute 22 to go in the second. Still 2-0 for Fort Cherry's Braden Welsh.
4-1 at the end of one for White of West Green on Standish of Albert Gallatin. And it's going to be a 1-0 win at 2:85 for Barbish of Carlinton. Barbish a 1-0.
Talking about possibly waiting before we go into the next consolation round. Not sure there was a firm start time there, but keeping the 45-minute rest issue in mind as far as that's concerned. Lisinski of Burrell on the bottom in the second here. Welsh of Fort Cherry still riding with a leg in. 40 seconds to go in the period. Lisinski had tried to go reach back around Welsh's head, but really couldn't do anything with that. Now a roll by Lisinski, but Welsh able to drop his weight back, stay in control. 20 seconds to go in the period.
1 minute to go in the second for Colin White of West Green. He leads 6-1 on Standish of Albert Gallatin. So they did finish the consolation round, but not moving any semifinal matches over. Just keeping them to the two mats.
End of two, 2-0 lead for Welsh of Fort Cherry, and we'll pick up the third period there when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road, but if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles, and with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry on the bottom to start the third period, but an escape gives him a 3-0 lead. So he and Lisinski on their feet. Lisinski falls back and out of bounds. Again, they did check him for a concussion earlier, and the referee looking at him closely as he comes back into the center. And now he and Welsh restart with a minute 25 to go.
6-1 after two for White of West Green on Standish of Albert Gallatin. Standish will go on the bottom for the third.
Down to 1 minute remaining in the third period for Welsh and Lisinski. Working neutral here with Welsh leading 3-2. Right to the edge and out of bounds with 46 seconds to go. Stalling call on Braden Welsh. First one against him.
Still a 6-1 lead for Colin White of West Green. A minute and a half to go in the third. Riding with that lead.
Down to 30 seconds to go for Welsh and Lisinski. Still on their feet. Break out of a tie-up. Lisinski, runner-up here last year, one win short of a state medal. Welsh, a WPIAL champion and fourth in the state. Here's Lisinski in on a leg, 6 seconds to go. Welsh locking through the legs, and Welsh just going to ride the timeout here, and that'll be a 3-0 win for Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry going to the finals at 172 pounds.
6-1 lead for White of West Green on Standish of Albert Gallatin. 30 seconds remaining in the third. Riding with that lead. And looks like we're going to get a fall for White of West Green. Time of that fall is 5 minutes and 42 seconds. White by fall at 5:42.
Rune Lawrence of Frazier, Luke Boylan of Burrell, semifinal, 15 seconds in. Lawrence with a second takedown, give an escape, so 4-2. Lawrence right in on the left leg, get another takedown to make it 6-2 right on the edge. And give another escape, and the two not out of bounds. So still on their feet, 6-3 for Rune Lawrence. There have been
Marcus Ritchie.
31 four-time WPIAL champions. And Lawrence with an opportunity to become number 32 with a couple of more victories today. And he gets another takedown here on the edge. He's up 8-3.
Quick takedown for Brennan Morgan of Central Valley on Joe Wilson of Washington. And Wilson asking for injury time.
Results at 172. Semis, Welsh of Fort Cherry, 3-0 over Lisinski of Burrell. Brown of Bell Vernon, 6-3 over Perkins of Valley in the other semi. And here is Rune Lawrence with a cradle. And he loses that, but he gets a couple of near fall points, leads Boylan of Burrell, and now out of bounds, 10-4. Boylan picked up an escape before they went out. So those two back on their feet. Consolation results at 172 as Lawrence is in on a single. He'll get it to go up 12-4. Fanella of Indiana fall at 147 over Mundorf of Ligonier Valley. and Taggart of Bentworth 8-1 over Noah Lehue of Beth Center. Lehue and Mundorf will wrestle for 7th place. Neutral 12-5 now for Rune Lawrence, and unable to spin behind before they go out of bounds. 26 seconds to go in the first.
So Brennan Morgan given a couple of back points as well as Wilson was being taken to his back when he called injury time. So it's 4-0, 30 seconds in. And Brennan Morgan will give Wilson an escape.
Rune Lawrence another takedown, 14-5. Walks out front, works the head, out of bounds. 13 seconds to go in the first.
A 4-1 lead for Morgan of Central Valley against Wilson of Washington.
First period about to end for Rune Lawrence. He will have a 14-5 lead at the end of one against Luke Boylan of Burrell. That's at 2:15. There's the end of the period. Results at 189. Daniels of Bentworth pins Jacob Lehue. Beth Center at 2:28. Brady Brown of Derry 5-4 over Jackson Angelo of Frazier in the other semifinal. Salvini of Fort Cherry, his 100th win. It's by fall at 2:47 over Colton Carlson of Laurel. And the other consolation result, Hoffman of Bell Vernon, 2-1 over Williams of Southside. Williams and Carlson will wrestle for 7th place. Another takedown for Rune Lawrence. He leads 16-5. Now he puts Boylan up on his back, and there's the fall for Rune Lawrence in 2 minutes and 25 seconds. So Lawrence will face Colin White of West Green in the championship match later today.
End of one, a 6-1 lead for Morgan of Central Valley on Wilson of Washington.
Get you the results at 215 pounds here in just a minute.
Walt Wilson of Washington starts the second period on the bottom, trailing 6-1. Morgan with a leg in, wants to cross face over, and he'll take Wilson over to his back. Wilson in some trouble here, and there is the fall for Brennan Morgan of Central Valley. Time of that fall, 2 minutes and 28 seconds.
Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant, Joey Baronic of Burgettstown. Semifinal at 2:85, 31 seconds in, and they will restart here on their feet. Pitzer in on the left leg. Baronic sprawls back. Edge of the mat. Minute 17 to go in the first period. And now out of bounds. Pitzer won 4-0 in the section championship bout a week ago. So that's the lone bout remaining right now. Pitzer shoots in on a double, now switches to the left leg. Whizzer for Baronic. Pitzer drives Baronic to the mat. Baronic still with the Whizzer in, though, but Pitzer gets the takedown. Goes up 2-0, 50 seconds left in the first. Results at 2:15 in the semifinals. Lawrence of Frazier fall at 2:25 over Boylan of Burrell, and the other semi, White of West Green, fall at 5:42 over Standish of Albert Gallatin. Consolation results, Shannon of Beth Center, of Southmoreland, pinned Peak of Beth Center in 2 minutes and 10 seconds, and McEnany of Jefferson Morgan 5-1 over Dush of Montour. So Dush of Montour and Peak of Beth Center will wrestle for 7th place. Twenty-seven seconds to go here in the first period for Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant, riding and leading. Joey Baronic of Burgettstown 2-0, 15 seconds to go in the period. Pitzer breaks Baronic down. First period will end. Pitzer will have a 2-0 lead after one. Second period when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, frill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Escape for Pitzer to start the second period. So he leads Baronic 3-0. Those two out of bounds with a minute 40 to go in the second period. Fourth round consolations set for 1:30, so could have a 15 or 20 minute break here. Stalling call against Baronic as Pitzer shoots in, gets a takedown, goes up 5-0 with a minute and a half to go in the second. Baronic broken flat to his stomach right on the edge of the mat. Pitzer out to the left side. Baronic to his knees. Pitzer picking up the right ankle. And now they are out with a minute 3 remaining in the second period. 5-0 for Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant. Undefeated on the season, 36-0.
Well, that'll be a showdown for the last final between he and Brennan Morgan of Central Valley. Morgan coming up from 215 to 285 to stay away from Rune Lawrence. Morgan is a state runner-up last year. Lost to Austin Johnson, and Johnson also at 215. She got reigning state champs, two of them. The only way you can get your state gold might be just to go 285, and that's what Morgan did.
Chop of the arm by Pitzer breaks Baronic down. 45 seconds to go, second period. Pitzer trying to bar the left arm. Pitzer breaks Baronic down, edge of the mat. 25 seconds to go in the period. Baronic to his knees and out of bounds with 18 seconds to go in the period. So back to referee's position. Off the whistle, Pitzer breaks Baronic down, but Baronic right back to his knees. Baronic tried to sit and turn. Pitzer followed him around. Pitzer breaks Baronic down. Second period will end. It's going to be 5-0 after two for Pitzer, and we'll have that third period when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Takedown for Dylan Pitzer, and I believe he picked up a stalling point as well. So it's 8-0 for Pitzer as he rides Baronic now with under a minute to go in the third period.
Going back to the boys, the WBA versus New Jersey match is at 4.
Baronic has Pitzer chop the left arm. And they are out of bounds with 45 seconds to go in the third. And next round scheduled to begin at 1:30, about 18 minutes from right now. And that will determine who wrestles for third and who wrestles for fifth. Two bouts per weight class. Off the whistle, sit and turn by Baronic. Pitzer breaks him down. 40 seconds remaining. Pitzer turned Baronic to his side. Now Baronic back over to his knees. Pitzer just not giving Baronic any room here. Baronic has an arm, but he's not really able to do much with that. 10 seconds to go. Pitzer going to break Baronic down again. Time will run out. It will be an 8-0 win for Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant. He'll go to the finals against Brennan Morgan of Central Valley. We'll see Joey Baronic in the upcoming consolation round. And again, that round scheduled to begin about 17 minutes from right now. And we'll take a short break, come back, and set the pairings for the finals for you as we get ready for the next round of consolations. That will be round 4. And we'll do that when we come back to Chartiers Valley on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Back here at Chartiers Valley, they have announced that they will start the fourth round consolations at 1:20 and not 1:30, so that's about 4 minutes from right now. So we will just set the pairings here for you for the finals before we get ready for that next consolation round at 107 pounds. It'll be Cam Baker of Burrell. He will be taking on Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley.
114 pounds, Anthony Mucci of Derry will be wrestling Jordan Williams from Chartiers Houston.
121 pounds, Antonio Bonai of Central Valley will take on Mason Wright of Beth Center.
127, Chris Vargo of Bentworth will wrestle Nico Fanella of Indiana.
at 133 pounds. Jack Cazales of Quaker Valley will wrestle Burgettstown's Parker Centipaw.
139, Cooper Hornack of Burrow will wrestle Gavin Suica of Burgettstown.
At 145 pounds, the championship match will feature Rook Smith of Montour. He'll be taking on Mason Horwat of Derry.
152, Rudy Brown of Burgettstown will be wrestling Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Forward.
160-pound bout, Isaiah Pisano of Hopewell in the championship match against Ryan Selassie of Fraser.
172, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry will take on Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon.
At 189, it will be Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth against Brady Brown of Derry.
At 215 pounds, Rune Lawrence of Fraser, going for his fourth WPIO championship, will take on Colin White of West Green.
And at 285, Brennan Morgan of Central Valley will be taking on Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant. You know, Greg, they brought up something interesting in the coaches' meeting actually last night. And it has to do with defaulting in your last match. So, you know, once we get through this round and we know who's wrestling for first, third, fifth, and seventh, a lot of times you see guys default.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're a little bit banged up and you know, and but the coaches were, I don't want to say warned, but maybe cautioned, to use a wrestling term, that, and I really didn't quite get the gist of this, of how this, you know, what the issue is here, but as they go to the Southwest Regional next week, something about perhaps needing some sort of note from a doctor as to why they defaulted in that round. Now, if you're in the middle of the match and you default, that's one thing. But I'm saying default without wrestling, that now may be questioned as to why, I'm not sure, or what the consequences would be. It's just something that the coaches here were all sort of, you know, warned about, in terms of, you know, they may need something next week when they go to the regional tournament, as far as why, if your wrestler did not wrestle in his last match in the previous tournament, that is going to be scrutinized, I guess.
Yeah, I remember hearing about this once before, and I don't know if it's officially like a rule or not, but I believe they drop down in this. Like, you know, like, let's say you're a sixth place finisher, you think you may drop down to eighth and a couple guys move up ahead of you if you injury default out. I'm not sure if that's set in stone, but it's something that I think they're just trying to get away from those scenarios, right, where guys maybe just unhappy with their performance and decide to default out of the tournament and take sixth.
Well, I think another part of that issue, too, is, let's say you and I are wrestling for fifth place and you default, I can choose the sixth place slot to move into next week's tournament if I so choose, if I think that's a better position for me in the bracket.
That may have been what the rule, maybe not dropping to eighth, maybe it was that placement position then, if you decide to default out. That may have been the case. It's interesting. Very interesting.
Well, you know, and I guess you can look ahead. You know, we used to see this at the state level a lot, where guys would default, say, even sometimes in the championship match, because they, when they looked ahead, they knew what the state bracket was going to be, how it was, it's pre-drawn, just as the AA regional bracket will be next week. So you already know where you are going to slot in next week, depending on where your finish is this week. And if you feel that the lower position in your last medal bout here gives you a better position, then guys would default out with the hope of, even though it's a lower spot in the bracket next week, they may think it's better based on who they would be wrestling, you know, in that next week's bracket and how that bracket looks.
Yeah, I mean, it's all you only get the seed of the region champs, and then at the state level, the four, you know, champs from those, or I should say the district champs, and then at the state tournament, the region champs. But if you know going in, let's say you use 215 as an example, you know Rune Lawrence is going to be the number one seed the next week at the Southwest Region, you basically know what your bracket is, because as long as you can figure out who that number two guy potentially may be, you now know, okay, this is where I'm going to slot in the bracket. Maybe I'll take a loss and be in a better position.
I said 120 for the start of this round, which should be any minute now, actually. By my count, we're past 120, but that's okay.
It's a loose 120.
Just saying. But wrestlers kind of milling about down below, getting ready for that next round. And again, the championship and consolation final set for 3:30 this afternoon. We'll have, I don't know how much of a break we're going to have. It might be, you know, it's hopefully enough to give us 15 minutes or so, which I know we could use.
Yes. I was going to say, I don't think we've had that break since we started at 9:50 today. It's been straight through.
So we should be getting the mats cleared here momentarily, but we hope again to be on at 3:20. Hopefully have a break, be back on at 3:20 for the start of the championship and consolation finals at 3:30 here this afternoon. And again, just a note, if you were looking for AAA action today from the AAA Southern Section, combining Sections 5 and 6. That tournament is online only at WJPA.com. Just some other things we've got coming your way. Here on 1450 AM tonight at 5:45, college basketball, Texas at Kansas. Tomorrow, first Pirates spring training broadcast as the Buccos take on Baltimore tomorrow at 1:05. And high school basketball Monday night, 6A girls semifinals, Peters Township and North Allegheny. And we've got Bucco baseball again on Tuesday afternoon, Pirates and Braves. And college basketball Tuesday night, Wisconsin at Indiana here on 1450 AM. And again, as we see how the high school basketball brackets shake out, we'll obviously have local high school basketball action when available for you as well. They're clearing the mats, and we're just about ready to go with fourth round consolations, and we'll have that action when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with sign-ups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Fourth round consolations underway. 107 pounds, Matt Wan. Giovanni Chambers, 4-1 lead, has Victor Wagner of North Catholic on his back late in the first period. Also, Tucker Main of McGuffey and Darius Simmons of Burgettstown wrestling on mat number two, scoreless there halfway through the 1 minute first period.
114 pounds.
Here's the fall for Chambers in 59 seconds at 107 pounds. That Chambers in 59 seconds.
114 pounds, start of the second period. It's a 4-1 lead for Austin Kasanovic of Avonworth, leading Noah Collins of West Green. And it's a 2-0 lead for Drake McClure of Bentworth on Carter Thomas of Burrell. Final seconds of the first about to come off.
Tucker Main of McGuffey takes down Darius Simmons. Simmons had to scramble to get off his back so that he only gave up the takedown. And There's a 2-0 lead for Maine. He won 8-5 over Simmons in the section final a week ago.
6-1 lead now for Kasanovic of Avonworth on Collins of West Green. And Thomas of Burrell will go on the bottom to begin the second. He trails McClure of Bentworth 2-0.
121-pound bout up on mat one now. Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry, Luca Rosa of Burrell, and Rosa with the opening takedown. Maine and Simmons start their second period. And Simmons has just picked up an escape, so it's 2-1. Maine shoots at a double. He'll try to finish it off here, put Simmons onto his side. Simmons wrapped around the waist of Maine. And Maine is going to get the takedown to go up 4-1, 30 seconds into the second.
Three near falls for Kasanovic. He's up 9-1, 40 seconds to go, second period. McClure riding and leading 2-0. Flattened out is Thomas. This is McClure trying to run a wing.
Robertson of Fort Cherry trails 2-0 at the end of one to Rosa of Burrell. Rosa defers. Robertson wants neutral. Maine going to give an escape to Simmons now as Simmons had gotten to his feet. So 4-2 for Maine of McGuffey.
Back points coming for Drake McClure of Bentworth. 30 seconds to go, second period. He's going to get three near falls and go up 5-0.
Another takedown. Another takedown for Tucker Maine. Then he'll give an escape. So Maine leads Simmons 6-3. They're on their feet here. 40 seconds to go in the second. Robertson trying to get in on a leg, but out of bounds before he can finish. Another takedown for Tucker Maine. So he's up 8-3, 24 seconds to go in the second.
9-1 lead for Kasanovic of Avonworth, a minute and a half to go in the third period. He's on the bottom in the third.
Robertson shooting for a single with a little over a minute to go in the second period, but not really able to get in deep. Rosa of Burrell sprawls back. Tucker Maine of McGuffey going to lead 8-3 after two over Darius Simmons of Burgettstown.
16 seconds to go in the third, or in the second, excuse me, a 5-0 lead for McClure of Bentworth. Riding with that lead. Reversal for Kasanovic. He's up 11-1.
Maine of McGuffey will start the third period on the bottom. Robertson of Fort Cherry still neutral, still trailing 2-0 to Rosa of Burrell. Neutral under 30 seconds to go in the second. And Rosa, well, he rolled Robertson to the mat but just ran out of room before he could finish. Maine with an escape to go up 9-3. Simmons hanging onto a leg as Maine shoves down on Simmons' head, trying to spin behind for the takedown. And we've got blood time for Luca Rosa on mat one.
McClure of Bentworth starts the third period on the bottom with that 5-0 lead.
Down to a minute 10. Good shot at a fireman's there for Tucker Maine. Settles to the leg now as Simmons of Burgettstown reaches up and locks through the legs of Maine with a minute left.
Kasanovic of Avonworth will go to the third and fourth place match at 114, a 13-2 winner. Kasanovic 13-2.
Maine and Simmons out of bounds. Still 9-3 for Tucker Maine. 42 seconds to go in the third.
Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown. Don Lindsay of Central Valley about to get underway at 127.
Blood time still running for Rosa of Burrell on mat one. Tucker Main, arm and a leg, but broken flat to his stomach. Simmons tried to spin behind but could not. They're out of bounds. 20 seconds left, third period. Still 9-3 for Main of McGuffey.
Drake McClure with a reversal. He's up 7-0 with 35 seconds to go in the third.
Time winding down on mat two as blood time still runs on mat one. Main in on a leg. Simmons sprawling back. And it's going to be a 9-3 win for Tucker Main of McGuffey. He'll go to the third place bout against Javion Chambers of Highlands. And Darius Simmons of Burgettstown will face Wagner of North Catholic for fifth place.
And Drake McClure of Bentworth into the third, fourth place match, a 7-0 winner.
And back with more AA wrestling here on WJPA in just a minute.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Back here at Chargers Valley, a blood time still running on mat one, although Luca Rosa of Burrell is up on his feet. Taking a look at him before they send him back out against Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry. They're in the second period with Rosa leading 2-0. Emmett Wolf of McGuffey, Giovanni Beatrice of Derry. 121 pounds, Matt 2, Wolf with the opening takedown, Beatrice with an escape. They're nearing the end of the first period.
Got to wonder if that's a concussion protocol thing down there on mat number one. Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown trails Don Lindsay of Central Valley 7-1, 1:10 to go in the second. Slovic is on the bottom.
Yeah, that may have gone from blood to injury time there for Rosa, not sure. But Rosa making his way back out to the center.
Scoreless at the end of one, Tyler Clark of Frazier, Dustin Kerr of Hampton. Second period with Kerr on the bottom. Clark looking for a tilt, only gets a one count.
So Rosa and Robertson back underway. Wolf of McGuffey still leading 2-1, trying to fight off a shot from Beatrice with a minute 35 to go in the second. Here's Robertson in on the legs of Rosa, so he'll get the takedown to tie that match at 2 late in the second. They're out of bounds. 1450 AM, WJPA Washington, bringing you AAWPIAL individual wrestling tournament action. Also online, WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Going to get a fall for Tyler Clark of Frazier at 1:33. Time of that fall, 1 minute and 55 seconds. 1:55 the time for Clark of Frazier.
Emmett Wolf of McGuffey, 59 seconds to go in the second period. He is riding against Beatrice of Derry, still 2-1. I'm sorry, they just gave a penalty point to Beatrice. So it's 2-2. Wolf going to go to an optional start here, but not give the escape. Walks around the head, and now they're up on their feet, and Beatrice is free for one, so he leads 3-2.
Going to get a reversal for Dawn Lindsay of Central Valley to begin the third period. He leads Dylan Slovic of Burgistown 9-1. And Lindsay's got a wing in right now trying to take Slovic to his back. And he'll get back points here. Slovic not in a position to get pinned, but three near fall points are going to come, and it'll be 12-1. Lindsay out in front.
Robertson of Fort Cherry was reversed by Rosa, and then Rosa was penalized for locked hands. So 4-3 for Rosa. Now 58 seconds to go in the third as Robertson tries to roll out. Not able to do that, and they will tumble to the edge and out of bounds with 48 seconds to go. Wolf of McGuffey still trailing 3-2, 12 seconds to go, second period. He and Beatrice of Derry back into the center on their feet. Wolf shot right away. Beatrice blocked him off with a front headlock. Now goes across his own back with 7 seconds to go. What a risky move there by Beatrice. He's going to give up the takedown and near fall points. Time's going to run out in the period, but 4-3 plus 2 near fall points for Wolf to make it 6-3 after 2.
Gavin McCray of Freedom, Will Turner of Indiana at 160 pounds, scoreless 30 seconds into the first period. 12-1 lead for Dawn Lindsay of Central Valley on Dylan Slovic of Burgistown, a minute to go in the third.
30 seconds to go for Robertson of Fort Cherry, down by one. Try to get you results here as Robertson gets up to his feet, but he and Rosa roll out of bounds, 19 seconds left. 107 pounds, Chambers of Highlands, falling 59 seconds over Wagner of North Catholic, and Maine of McGuffey 9-3 over Simmons of Burgistown. Again, winners in these two bouts wrestle for third place. Wrestlers who lose wrestle for fifth. 114 pounds, Kozanovic of Avonmore 13-2 over Collins of West Green. McClure of Bentworth 7-0 over Thomas of Burl.
Reversal for Slovic of Burgistown. He trails 12-3 to Lindsay of Central Valley. Lindsay with an escape makes it 13-3.
Time running out on Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry, trying to get up to his feet, but out of bounds, only 4 seconds left as he and Rosa of Burl come back into the center. Wolf of McGuffey starting his third period on the bottom, leading 6-3. Back to him in just a minute. Going to get a caution here on Rosa of Burl.
Lindsay of Central Valley will defeat Slovic of Burgistown 13-3. 13-3 your final.
And a 4-3 final for Rosa of Burl, defeating Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry at 121 pounds. That's 4-3, Rosa of Burl. So Wolf of McGuffey free for an escape. He leads 7-3 over Beatrice of Derry. They're on their feet. 133 pounds coming up on mat one. Carter Putt of Indiana. Anthony Orlandini of Montour.
2-0 lead for Turner of Indiana on McCray of Freedom. 54 seconds to go in the second. McCray on the bottom. Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward, Aiden Burford of Highlands getting underway at 139 pounds.
Emmett Wolf of McGuffey with a takedown right into a cradle. 9-3 with a takedown, plus 3 back points coming. 40 seconds to go. Beatrice trying to fight it off. Wolf going to kind of re-grip on the cradle there, and he stacks Beatrice up. And there's the fall for Emmett Wolf of McGuffey at 4 minutes and 31 seconds. Combine that with Rosa of Burl, 4-3 over Robertson of Fort Cherry. So Rosa and Wolf wrestle for third, Robertson and Beatrice for fifth.
Takedown for Burford of Highlands. He's going to lead 2-0 at the end of one on Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. 5-1 lead now for Turner of Indiana on McCray of Freedom.
And we've got a break in the action and more AAWPIAL consolation action when we come back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County in the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Lucas Barr of McGuffey underway on mat 2 at 127 pounds against Julian Bertucci of Burrell. They are scoreless just about at the end of the first period. Mat 1, 133 pounds. Second period, 1 minute to go. Carter Putt of Indiana, 1-0 lead on Anthony Orlandini of Montour. They are neutral.
Aiden Burford of Highlands leading Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth forward 2-0. They have a minute to go in the second period. Boyer on the bottom. 5-1 lead for Will Turner of Indiana and Gavin McRae of Freedom. They have 40 seconds to go in the third with McRae on the bottom.
Lucas Barr of McGuffey on the bottom, turning in and sprawling back against Bertucci of Burrell. There is the escape for Barr, so he leads 1-0. Bertucci shoots, does not get to Barr's left leg. Now Barr reaches, gets to the right leg, and doubles up on Bertucci. Barr going to spin behind, get the takedown. He's up 3-0, minute 20 to go, second period.
40 seconds to go in the second. Burford of Highlands almost taken over with a headlock, but able to pop his head and maintain control. So still a 2-0 lead for Burford on Boyer. 28 seconds left, third period. Will Turner, a 5-1 lead on Gavin McRae.
Nearing the end of the second on mat 1, Putt of Indiana with a 1-0 lead on Orlandini of Montour. And it will be that will be the score at the end of 2, 1-0 for Putt. 45 seconds to go for Lucas Barr, riding and leading 3-0 on Julian Bertucci of Burrell.
And it's going to be a 5-1 win at 160 pounds for Will Turner of Indiana. Turner, 5-1.
How'd we get up to 160 so fast?
That's what I was wondering. That'll bring up another 160-pound bout. Chase Fromelli of Jefferson Morgan. Steven Perdana of Mount Pleasant.
15 seconds to go. Second period for McGuffey's Lucas Barr. Still riding and leading Julian Bertucci of Burrell 3-0. Barr breaks Bertucci down. And it will be 3-0 for Barr after 2. Orlandini of Montour on the bottom. Early in the third, trailing 1-0 to Putt of Indiana on mat 1.
2-0 lead for Burford of Highlands. He is on the bottom in this third period, leading Boyer of Elizabeth forward. Fromelli in on a single, trying to bring Perdana back into the mat. On the edge, he's got that ankle. Instead, just drives him out.
Escape for Orlandini, so he and Putt of Indiana 1-1 and neutral. Minute 12 to go, third period. Barr and Bertucci start their third on their feet. Barr still up 3-0 there. Minute 35 to go.
Looks like we're going to get a full Nelson on Boyer. Penalty point awarded to Burford. He's up 3-0 now.
Barr spins behind Bertucci, but still up on their feet. Now Barr with the trip and the takedown. He's up 5-0, a minute 10 remaining in the third period. Bertucci trying to switch. Barr trying to follow him around. Actually reaches up over top and grabs an ankle with just under a minute to go. Good scramble on Matt One between Putt and Orlandini. And Orlandini trying to pop his head free and get a takedown. Only 15 seconds to go there. Putt, though, now as they end up side by side on their knees. Putt trying to get up top and lace a leg. 7 seconds to go. They roll through, and Putt's going to end up getting the takedown with 2 seconds remaining, and he will win 3-1. It's at 133 pounds. 3-1, Putt of Indiana over Orlandini of Montour.
Still scoreless between Fromelli and Perdana. 1:15 to go in the second period of wrestling neutral.
25 seconds to go for Lucas Barr, still riding and leading 5-0. Owen Ipsick of Bentworth, Gabe Lilly of Elizabeth Forward shake hands. They're underway, or of Elwood City, excuse me. And Lucas Barr of McGuffey, looks like he's headed to the third place bout. 2 seconds to go. Barr will defeat Julian Bertucci of Burl. Final 5-0 for Barr. He'll face Lindsay of Central Valley for third place.
Burford of Highlands will defeat Boyer of Elizabeth Forward 3-1. That's Burford of Highlands, a 3-1 winner. And also Waitman of Bell Vernon is going to be a winner at 139 by injury default over Dana of Quaker Valley. Dana was actually injured in his last match against Go.
Tom Domi. Goes in the corner, but the people come to the head table with the other wrestler out.
Ipsick and Lilly scoreless. Their first period about to come to an end. 152 pounds on mat two. Shawless of Mount Pleasant. Cotullo of Burl. 38 seconds to go in the first. Shawless with the opening takedown there.
I have to check. See if there's another default or two, because we did make that quick jump to 160. Yeah, Jameson Pokliembo defaulted to Cole Doppelhauer at 145. And Pokliembo was banged up in his semifinal. Dropped the overtime one to Rook Smith. That makes region brackets sometimes tough when you see a guy like Pokliembo finishing in the fifth or sixth spot, and you know he's going to pull some upsets. So that bracket will get busted up, provided he can get healthy for next week. Chase Fromelli of Jefferson Morgan with an escape in the third. He leads Perdana of Mount Pleasant 1-0. Kyron Beasley of Highlands, Alex Wiley of Riverview, scoreless at the end of one.
Ipsick of Bentworth with an escape. He leads Lilly of Elwood City 1-0. They're on their feet in the second period. Shawless of Mount Pleasant now leading Cotullo of Burl 7-0. They're in the second with a minute 35 to go. Ipsick trying to fight off a shot here from Lilly, and looks like he will. Back up to his feet, turns in, edge of the mat, 34 seconds to go, and they roll out of bounds. Still 1-0 for Ipsick.
1-0 lead for Beasley of Highlands to begin the second period after an escape. Fromelli at Jefferson Morgan holding a 1-0 lead, 45 seconds to go in the third.
And Ipsick able to get a takedown to go up 3-0, 12 seconds to go in the second period. 127 pounds. Lindsay of Central Valley, 13-3 over Slovak of Burgettstown. Barr of McGuffey, 5-0 over Bertucci of Burl. Again, winners wrestle for third, losers wrestle for fifth. 139 pounds, Burford of Highlands, 3-1 over Boyer of Elizabeth Forward, and Waitman by default over Dana of Derry.
From Elliott, Jefferson Morgan looks like he will advance at 160 with a 1-0 win. From Ellie, 1-0.
Third period now, Owen Ivsic of Bentworth on top and leading Gabe Lilly of Elwood City 3-0. Late in the second, Shawless of Mount Pleasant riding and leading Cthulhu of Burl 7-0.
Kyron Beasley of Highlands, a 1-0 lead on Alex Wiley of Riverview. 15 seconds to go in the second period.
Here's the end of two. Shawless of Mount Pleasant up 7-0. A little over a minute to go for Owen Ivsic. Still riding, still leading 3-0. Bars the left arm, grabs the right wrist of Lilly, who is still up on his knees. Ivsic now breaks him down, and he'll try to drive on that bar on the left side.
Start of the third period, Wiley of Riverview on the bottom, trailing Beasley 1-0. Didn't see, I saw Isaac Lisinski go on the mat, and now he's off the mat, so he must have defaulted there.
Well, and we saw him have what looked like maybe was a concussion or certainly being tested for it earlier. Here's Ivsic with 15 seconds to go, turning Lilly over to his back. Ivsic already leads 3-0. 8 seconds to go in the bout.
There's a default win for Fenella at 172 over Lisinski.
And Ivsic wins 6-0. He'll go to the third place bout against Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon at 145. Proclembo, if he can go, will wrestle Lilly of Elwood City.
So with Finella's injury default win over Lisinski, that brings up to 215. Luke Boylan of Burl leading 2-0 on Caden Shannon of Southmoreland. First period comes to a close. 1 minute to go in the third, a 1-0 lead for Beasley of Highlands over Wiley of Riverview.
Now going on deck match four, McEnany standings.
Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry just underway against Jacob Lehue of Beth Center. That's at 189 pounds. There's another takedown for Shawless of Mount Pleasant with 30 seconds to go. He's up 11-1 on Cthulhu of Burl.
Beasley continuing to ride on Wiley, but Wiley able to bounce up after a mat return. And he's close to popping his head free, and he will to tie the match at one.
An 11-2 final for Shawless of Mount Pleasant at 152. So he'll wrestle for third place.
Looks like we're going to be headed to overtime at 152 between Beasley and Wiley. They are tied at one. And that's where we'll head. A minute to go in the second. Boylan of Burl leading Shannon of Southmoreland 2-0.
Salvini of Fort Cherry on the bottom after a scoreless first period against Lehue of Beth Center. Jackson Angelo of Frazier at 189 has taken down Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon to lead him 2-0. Midway through the first, they are out of bounds. So at 145, Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon by default over Paclembo of Mount Pleasant. Ipswich of Bentworth 6-0 over Lily of Elwood City. Again, Lily and Paclembo for fifth place.
Boylan of Burrell taking Shannon to his back. And there is the fall at 215 pounds. Boylan of Burrell by fall at 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Near fall situation, Angelo of Frazier has Hoffman of Bell Vernon on his back, up around the heads, just steps over, and the period is going to end, so Angelo's going to lead 5-0 after one. Still scoreless, Salvinia for Cherry, Lehue of Beth Center. Lehue riding with 50 seconds remaining in the second period.
Still in the overtime period. Veasley, now Wiley with a shot in. Veasley trying to spin behind. Final seconds clicking off. Wiley gets behind Veasley. Takedown is awarded. Veasley trying to turn in. Referees are going to talk about it. They wave it off. So we're going to head to the 2:30 periods. Tied at one.
24 seconds to go, second period. Lehue of Beth Center still riding and still scoreless with Salvinia for Cherry. They're out with 17 seconds to go in the period. Angelo now with an 8-0 lead over Hoffman of Bell Vernon. 1:26 to go in the second period.
Adam McEnany, Jefferson Morgan, James Standish of Albert Gallatin getting underway. Injury time now for Wiley of Riverview before the 2:30 overtime periods.
Angelo deep half and a fall over Hoffman of Bell Vernon. It comes at 3 minutes and 48 seconds. That's 3:48 for Jackson Angelo.
Scoreless as the first period just about to come to a close between McEnany and Standish.
Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan and Joey Baronic of Burgettstown just underway at 285 on mat 2. Salvinia Fort Cherry starts the third on top against Lehue of Beth Center. They are still scoreless. Still scoreless as well. Sisler and Baronic 25 seconds in.
Going to get an escape for Veasley of Highlands, and it's like Wiley got poked in the eye. So I'm not going to try to call injury time, though, since he just had one.
Lehue got up to his feet. Salvini cut him loose, so 1-0 for Lehue of Beth Center. Minute 24 to go in the third period. Veronica and Sisler still scoreless. 15 seconds left in their first.
Wiley of Riverview will go on the bottom for his 30 seconds, trailing 2-1. Up to his feet is Wiley. Veasley will stick with him. Wiley again up to his feet. Veasley trying to get a mat return. Can't get him down. Stalling call on Veasley. That's a penalty point because that's his second stall call. So now we're tied at 2.
Salvini got poked in the eye on mat 1. Still neutral, still trailing 1-0 to Jacob Lehue of Beth Center. And the injury time running for Salvini. Baronic scoreless, starts the second on top against Sisler.
Up to his feet is Wiley. Veasley takes him out of bounds with 3 seconds left. 2-1 lead for McEnany at Jefferson Morgan on Standish of Albert Gallatin. 30 seconds to go in the second. Standish on the bottom. Switch attempt from Wiley. Veasley able to stick with him, and now the ultimate tiebreaker comes. Tied at 2. And they have to see who scored first, which I believe was Veasley. That is the case, and Veasley will go on the bottom.
Under a minute to go for Salvini and Lehue, still neutral. Lehue up 1-0. Salvini reached for a leg, didn't get it. Baronic riding halfway through the second period, still scoreless with Sisler of Jefferson Morgan. Lehue shoots at Salvini but drives him out of bounds before he can finish.
Ultimate tiebreaker about to begin. Beasley on the bottom. Up to his feet. Wiley trips him down to the mat. Hangs around the neck and gets him out of bounds. 22 seconds left.
Salvini, with 20 seconds to go, needs a point to tie Lehue. Salvini shoots, stalling call against Lehue. First one against him with 13 seconds to go. And Baranek able to get a fall. He turned over Sisler and pinned him at 241.
Seconds to go. Fresh start for Beasley. Went down for a cradle. Now dropping on a leg is Wiley. Wiley brings Beasley down to the mat. 5 seconds left. Beasley close to getting free. Gets it. And just as time expires, Beasley wins 3-2 at the ultimate tiebreaker at 2.5 minutes.
Also had a final Lehue of Beth Center, a 1-0 win over Salvini of Fort Cherry at 172 pounds. Make that 189. Jacob Lehue 1-0.
Thought I saw 3-0, Mark. That's what shows on Flow as well.
Okay. Must have gotten a late takedown there. Joe Wilson of Washington, Henry Barbich of Carleton underway on mat one.
Fifteen seconds to go in the final period for McEnany of Jefferson Morgan. He's on the bottom, but leading Standish of Albert Gallatin. And it will be McEnany at Jefferson Morgan who will win 2-1. McEnany 2-1 at 2:15.
Wilson of Washington, Barbish of Carleton scoreless at the end of one. Barbish on the bottom to start the second.
Charles Perkins of Valley leading Braden Taggart Bentworth 2-0, 30 seconds into the first period.
Continuing with the results here, going back to 152 pounds. Beasley of Highlands 2-1. It's an ultimate tiebreaker win over Wiley of Riverview. Shawless of Mount Pleasant 11-2 over Cthulhu of Burrell. Cthulhu and Wiley will wrestle for fifth place. Beasley and Shawless for third. Thomas still riding, Joe Wilson of Washington still riding, still scoreless with Barbich of Carleton.
A couple near fall points for Perkins. He leads Taggart to Bentworth 4-0 after one.
160 pounds. Turner of Indiana 5-1. Over McCray of Freedom. Fermelli of Jefferson Morgan 1-0 over Perdina of Mount Pleasant. Perdina and McCray wrestle for fifth. Turner and Fermelli wrestle for third. Wilson and Barbich out of bounds. 52 seconds to go in the second. Still scoreless there.
Perkins has Taggart on his back. He's leading 6-0 right now and looking to try to pick up a fall is Perkins. Trying to lower that shoulder. Close to getting the fall. Taggart just trying to get that shoulder up off the ground. A lot of time, though, in this period. Taggart trying to turn his body into Perkins now. Not able to get the fall. Now a reversal for Taggart. It's 9-2.
17 seconds to go, second period. Matt 1, Joe Wilson of Washington riding throughout the second, still scoreless with Henry Barbich of Carlinson coming back into the center.
Reversal for Perkins. He leads Taggart 11-2.
Wilson breaks Barbich down. 12 seconds to go in the period. Barbich trying to get to his knees. Time going to run out. Wilson of Washington, Barbich of Carlinson, scoreless, going to the third.
35 seconds still to go in the second. 11-2 lead for Perkins. Riding with the lead.
Joe Wilson of Washington trying to get up to his feet early in the third period. Not able to get all the way up. Now dropped back to one knee. Now Wilson stands. Barbich trips him back to the mat.
Second period will come to a close. 11-2 lead for Perkins after two.
Wilson sits back into Barbich right on the edge of the mat. And now they're out with a minute 19 left in the third.
Couple sit-out and turn attempts from Perkins. And trying to get a switch here and pick up a reversal with a leg in. And it looks like a potentially dangerous. 1:37 to go in the third. 11-2. Perkins out in front of Taggart.
Wilson of Washington got to his feet. Barbich took him to the edge and out. Still no score there. 57 seconds remaining in the third.
Down to 1:10 to go in the third. Taggart still riding. Went for a cradle. Now drops down on the leg of Perkins.
Wilson trying to catch Barbich a little high here, even though Barbich does have a leg in, under 30 seconds to go. Wilson, though, broken back flat to his stomach. Barbich with a crossface on top. 20 seconds left. Barbich has that right leg tied up, so Wilson not really able to get to his feet.
30 seconds left for Perkins and Taggart. Perkins close to getting free, but Taggart brings him back down to the mat.
Wilson got up to his feet and tried to peel off, but Barbich spun him back to the mat and out of bounds. So end of regulation there. They're going to overtime, still 0-0.
Escape for Perkins with 10 seconds to go. And it looks like Charles Perkins of Valley will win at 172 pounds. Shot by Taggart. Perkins spins behind. He'll win 14-2. Perkins, 14-2.
So sudden victory underway on mat one. Barbich and Wilson. 25 seconds in. They tie up. Barbich pushes Wilson toward the edge. Wilson turns back in, break out of the tie-up. Barbich had the right arm but lost it. Wilson's got some sort of wrap on his right wrist, which they're having an issue with. They're just going to take that off. Now they restart. 12 seconds left in the first overtime. And they'll go to the 2:30-second tiebreaker periods. Wilson will be on the bottom for the first of those two tiebreakers. Wilson to his feet, locked hands, penalty coming up against Barbich. Now Wilson going to roll over on top of Barbich and get a reversal. So 3-0 for Joe Wilson of Washington. Boy, it's big to get the reversal and even bigger to get the penalty point in this situation. And Wilson just going to try to ride out the final 4 seconds here before they go to the second tiebreaker. So big first tiebreaker period for Wilson. He's up 3-0.
He had to go from a scoreless match to putting up 3 points. Barbich is going to have his work cut out for him to try to match that score.
Off the whistle, Barbich to his feet. Wilson wrapped around the waist. Barbich peels off 5 seconds in. So Barbich gets one, shoots to the right leg of Wilson. 20 seconds to go, 3-1. Barbich trying to pick up that leg, and he will. He's going to take Wilson down and put him to his back. And let's see what we get here. An injury timeout for Wilson, I think, landed on that left shoulder.
So on his knee, his left knee.
So two near fall points there for Barbich, and he leads 5-3. And now they look at Joe Wilson.
Well, mentioned it was going to be tough to get those points and escape takedown near fall. Barbich able to put it all together there for a big move, and now Wilson's, there's his left knee they're looking at.
Well, there was no scoring for the first 7 minutes of the bout, and now 8 minutes, or I should say 8 points in less than a minute in the 2:30 tiebreakers. Let's just update you on some of that other action. At 172 pounds, Finello of Indiana by default over Lisinski of Burrell, Perkins of Valley 14-2 over Taggart of Bentworth. At 189, Lehue of Beth Center 3-0 over Salvini of Fort Cherry, and Angelo of Frazier fall at 348 over Hoffman of Bell Vernon. And at 215, Boylan of Burrell fall at 250 over Shannon of Southmoreland, and McEnany of Jefferson Morgan 2-1 over Standish of Albert Gallatin. So 11 seconds remaining in our final bout of this session. Again, the consolation and championship finals at 3:30 this afternoon. As Barbich gave an escape, Wilson tried to shoot right in. It's 5-4. Wilson couldn't get in deep. 4 seconds to go. Barbich wrapped around the head and arm. And time will run out. It will be a 5-4 win for Barbich at 2 minutes of overtime. He will wrestle Joey Baronic of Burgettstown for third place. And Joe Wilson will wrestle Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan for fifth place. We'll wrap up this session here of the AAWPIAL Individual Wrestling Championships. When we come back to Chartiers Valley in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation, 724-239.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or breakdown on the road, but if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles, and with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Back here at Chartiers Valley, finished with our fourth round of consolation, so the medal bouts are set. And again, they will begin at 3:30 this afternoon. We'll be on at 3:20 to get you set for those. To set those medal bouts at 107 pounds, Cam Baker of Burl will wrestle Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley for the championship. Javion Chambers of Highlands will take on Tucker Main of McGuffey for third place. Fifth place bout, Victor Wagner of North Catholic against Darius Simmons of Burgettstown, and for seventh place, Archer Brewer of Laurel against Angelo Bonai of Central Valley.
114, Anthony Mucci of Derry against Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston for first. Drake McClure of Bentworth against Austin Kasanovic of Avonworth for third. And it will be Noah Collins of West Green taking on Carter Thomas of Burl for fifth. And Alex Medlin of Best Center taking on Logan Ketzel of Laurel for seventh.
At 121 pounds, Antonio Bonai of Central Valley will take on Beth Center's Mason Wright for first place. Third place bout, Luca Rosa of Burl against Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. Fifth place bout, Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry against Giovanni Beatrice of Derry. And for seventh place, Burgettstown's Danny Smith against Anthony Esposito of Montour.
127, Chris Vargo of Bentworth taking on Nico Finella of Indiana for the title. For third place, Don Lindsay of Central Valley taking on Lucas Barr of McGuffey. Fifth place, Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown taking on Julian Bertucci of Burl. And for seventh, Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks against Brett Klim of Derry.
133 pounds, championship match, Jack Cazales of Quaker Valley against Parker Senepal of Burgettstown. Third place, it will be Carter Putt of Indiana against Tyler Clark of Fraser. For fifth place, Anthony Orlandini of Montour against Dustin Kerr of Hampton. And for seventh, Seth Burns of West Green against Jake Stewart of Burl. And we will continue with our pairings here for the medal matches when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a minute.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
This event and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved, copyright 2024.
And we have pairings at 139 pounds, I believe, for our medal bouts.
At 139, Cooper Hornack of Burl will be wrestling Gavin Sweka of Burgettstown for the title. Aiden Burford of Highlands against Giovanni Waitman of Bell Vernon for third. Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Ford against Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley for fifth. And Joseph Longhigh of Mount Pleasant against Ryder Goh of Southside for seventh.
At 145 pounds, championship match, Rook Smith of Montour against Mason Horwat of Derry. For third place, Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon against Owen Ifsick of Bentworth. For fifth place, Jameson Poclembo of Mount Pleasant against Gabe Lilly of Elwood City. And for seventh, Callio Zanella of Burrow against Jack Diemert of Quaker Valley.
152 pounds, Rudy Brown of Burgistown will wrestle Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Ford for the title. It'll be Chiron Beasley of Highlands taking on Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant for third. For fifth place, Alex Wiley of Riverview. He'll be taking on Ben Catullo of Burrell for fifth. And for seventh, it will be first name Alan Danner of Hampton taking on Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley.
At 160 pounds for the championship, Isaiah Pisano of Hopewell against Ryan Selassie of Fraser. Third place bout, Will Turner of Indiana against Chase Fromelli of Jefferson Morgan. For fifth place, Gavin McCray of Freedom against Stephen Perdina of Mount Pleasant. And for seventh, Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin against Landon Delera of Southmoreland.
172, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry taking on Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon for the title. For third place, it'll be Dominic Finella of Indiana against Charles Perkins of Valley. For fifth place, Isaac Lisinski of Burrell taking on Braden Taggart of Bentworth. And for seventh, it'll be Jake Mondorf of Ligonier Valley. He'll be wrestling Noah Lehue of Best Center.
189 pounds, Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth will wrestle Brady Brown of Derry for the championship. For third place, Jacob Lehue of Best Center against Jackson Angelo of Fraser. For fifth place, Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry against Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon. And for seventh, Colton Carlson, who is from Laurel. He'll be taking on Slate Williams of Southside Area.
215 pounds, Rune Lawrence of Fraser will take on Colin White of West Green for the title. For third place, it'll be Luke Boylan of Burrell. He'll be wrestling Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan. For fifth place, it'll be James Standish of Albert Gallatin wrestling Caden Shannon of Southmoreland. Seventh place, it'll be Malachi Peak of Best Center. He'll be wrestling Alex Douche of Montour.
And at 285 for the championship, Brennan Morgan of Central Valley against Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant. For third place, Henry Barbish of Carlinton against Joey Baronic of Burgistown. For fifth place, Joe Wilson of Washington against Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan. And for seventh, Casey Wilson of Laurel against Southmoreland's Jake Govern. Again, 320 the airtime, 330 the start of our medal bouts here at Chartiers Valley. And our wrestling coverage today is brought to you by Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractor since 2007. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Saris Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300. And the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. For Greg Warnock, I'm Mark Uriah. Thanks for being with us here at the WPIALAA Individual Wrestling Championships. We are back in 55 minutes with the action to start at 3:30. Join us then. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.